keeping Chicago local in every neighborhood. Here's your neighborhood news, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community bank.
This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to Logan Square. There's a new cafe opening next year that will change the way you play board games. Max Temkin, co-creator of the game Cards Against Humanity, is opening the board game cafe in the Margie's Candies building. He says it's a dream come true. The idea came after seeing a board game cafe in Canada 10 years ago when he was promoting Cards Against Humanity.
My dream is that maybe people, know that there's this sort of board game renaissance happening and they really want to try playing a game and they'll come in and give it a shot and we can introduce them to this hobby that we love.
Here's how it'll work.
You make your reservation, you come in, you order food, drinks, and then we have board game teachers on staff and a library of board games and someone will come to your table. They'll find out what kind of game you want to play. They'll bring it over. They'll help you set it up. They'll help you get started and play.
The good news is you don't have to sit down and learn how to play the games. There's game teachers to help.
You don't have to come in and squint over this rule book. Like, we'll have really experienced game teachers who will come to your table, help you understand things, answer questions, make it as low friction as possible to pick up a new game and have a good time.
The cafe will have over 1,000 games in its library. It's also BYOG, Bring Your Own Game. And if you don't know what you want to play or want to learn a new game, they'll have a program called Games on Tap.
The idea is like when you go to a really good bar, that if you're a beer drinker, they'll have a couple of really interesting beers on tap. And it's like maybe they have a bigger selection in the back, but these are the things they're really excited about for like that season. And that's what we're going to try and do with the game. So we're going to highlight 6 or 7 games where they're games that, you know, they might not be as famous. Maybe they don't have as much exposure. Maybe they're made by like an independent creator or someone interesting. Maybe they're local. But we want to try and give those games a boost.
The food will be full service along with wine, beer, and cocktails. Temkin says the menu's based on his travels.
I was recently in Italy, and in Italy, like after dinner, it's kind of incredible. Like everyone just kind of goes outside and they sit in these plazas and they play chess and the kids play soccer. There's people playing board games, drinking. You see your neighbors. And so we wanted to sort of capture the type of food that you would find in that environment. So we have a lot of food from Vietnam, Spain, Mexico, all different places where you'd have these sort of public spaces and markets.
And if board games aren't your thing, the cafe will also have 2 escape rooms in the basement. Reservations are now being accepted at chicagoboardgamecafe.com. They plan to open on January 10th. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.